in the same topic, assignability. If I were to permit this mine and get approved and then sold the permit, what happens in that regard? Is there language in here where you step back in?
There are transfer provisions in the rules, so we would have to fully vet the transferee, including, you know, financial and capacity and ability to undertake this operation. So even though the mine has been permitted, we are able to review the transferee and make sure that they are able to operate the mine in a technically and environmentally sound way.
Further questions?
I don't know if I have a specific question, but and I don't really want to regress and go over discussions we've already had in the past, but there still seems to be, as I read in a lot of the comments, some real confusion between the distinction between a wet mine waste unit and a tailings impoundment. And without going through all the diagrams and details, can you know, in the 5-cent version here, kind of provide us again with the distinction between those two and why one is not allowed and one is, and under what circumstances?
Sure, and actually, this one I am going to turn over to Mark, because he's the expert.
Even though I'm sure I can answer that also.
I'm off to his left, so I'm in the wrong position. That wet waste mine unit definition actually came from the 91 rules. When we actually originally looked at wet covers based on research that was done in British Columbia under what they call the MEN program, or was the Mine Environment and Neutral Drainage. So that's where that terminology came in. Based on the comments that we got, and the big issue we had talked earlier about back in September, October, was the stability of the actual dam structure for impoundments, tailings impoundments, with the failures that have recently occurred at Mount Pauli and down in Brazil and past failures that have occurred over the last 25 years. We took those comments seriously and we said, okay, let's get rid of tailings impoundments, wet slurry types, where we don't have that impoundment structure. Because there are, even though our rule requires like liner systems and leachate collection that adds additional design standards to like tailings impoundments, we chose to eliminate tailings with a water cover. However, repeatedly in the rule, I mean, in the comments that we received, people asked for best practices. And one of those best practices for eliminating acid rock generation is the use of a water cover. And what that does, it eliminates oxygen into the system, which is one of those ingredients that you need for the production of acid rock drainage. We, as a team, did not feel that is a best practice recognized worldwide. It's in the GARD guide, which is the Global Acid Rock Drainage Guide. It's back in the 91 versions of the old MEN publications. There are things that come out of the mine, such as waste rock, that you could use some type of temporary water cover to prevent that generation. And that's the direction that we chose here. So technically, that would be a wet mine waste unit. However, the rule requires those things to be dismantled at the end of mining. So that term is there. I mean, if I had to go back to change that, we would probably just call them mine waste units or something to that effect and just get rid of the water, the wet, because there was a lot of confusion based on the comments that we received during this rulemaking and in past rulemakings. Does that help?
Maybe.
Maybe.
What, I guess it's just, what is the principal distinction between? Is it the fact that you're building a dam to hold water? Is that the distinction between a tailings impoundment?
They're exactly the same. Okay? In the basis statement, I think there's a comment in there where we say a tailings impoundment is a wet waste mine unit. Okay? So they're one in the same. However, with a new proposal, we have prohibited the use of water covers, slurry-type tailings, that use a water cover. That was the big issue, the failure. That would be one of those worst-case scenarios where you had a failure of a tailings impoundment structure. So we just chose to eliminate that. But we have not eliminated the use of a water cover as a best practice during operation to retard or eliminate the generation of acid rock drainage for, like, waste rock. That's the rock that doesn't have enough of a grade where they can take the minerals out, but you still have to do something with that waste rock. And depending on what type of mine you have, if it's an open pit, you're going to have a lot of waste rock generated. If it's a mine shaft or underground workings, you're going to have a smaller volume of material that you have to deal with, but you still have to deal with it. And you still have to deal with it in the best way that you can to prevent those things, such as acid rock drainage, that can cause problems for you during operation and down the road.
So the distinction is more in the material that is being stored then?
As a generality, yes, you could say it that way.
I would just, to follow up on Mr. Draper's questions, might be helpful for the board to look at page 20 of your packet. This is, you see under F, tailings impoundments that use water as a cover are prohibited under this chapter. The definition of tailings appears on page 18. So tailings means the product resulting from the milling and mineral concentration process remaining after extraction of the minerals. So those types of materials, those tailings, are not allowed to be placed in an impoundment that uses a water as a cover. It's sort of a dry storage impoundment that would be allowed, but the wet storage of tailings in an impoundment is prohibited under this rule. And then on page, page 33, whatever I want to say. You know, number 12 on that page, towards the very bottom, you'll see the change that was made. And so the wet mine waste unit, so other wet mine waste units would need to be closed out. That provision also appears in the closure section of the rule as well. So there is wet storage allowed during the active life of the mine for things other than the tailings, not allowed for the tailings. Could have it for other types of mine waste during the life of the mine, but then they need to close out the wet units. And to sort of go to one more nuance of this is to go back to page 19. You see the wet mine waste unit. This is excluding the pit and the shaft. So a pit could be allowed to fill with water. A shaft could be allowed to fill with water. That would not be prohibited. Is that helpful?
Thanks, Cindy. No, the key here is the tailings, again, are the residual product from the milling and beneficiation. And they're very fine constituency, like silt mark, essentially like a silt, very, very fine. And again, tailings ponds, you know, tailings impoundments using water as cover, totally prohibited. But in the course of mining, there's a lot of other mine waste, which is waste rock that it's aggregate of varying sizes. It could be very large aggregate, boulder size or larger, or it could be smaller aggregate. And during the life of the mine, needs to be stored somewhere. Ultimately, what the proposal does is allows it to be stored in a dry storage unit, or, and probably preferentially, back in a mine shaft or a mined out pit. But while you're working on that mine, it needs to go someplace. And the most effective way to reduce any acid generation is to put it under water. And certainly coarse aggregate, I mean, it's easy enough to dewater that, take that out of a pond, if you will. The advantage of that is we reduce the potential for acid generation. And unlike tailings, it is not a real fine particle that would travel very far, even if there was a failure of that unit. It's basically rock. It's a good chance it wouldn't go very far at all if it was boulder size or larger.
Additional comments or questions?